power. Get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Social media is now as in making some people to relegate what God plants in their hearts. Recently, I was doing a research on great pastors that have really affected our nation positively. Most of them are not good grammatically. Not all of them are scholars. But now, because you have a lot of comments on social media, you are trying to speak well, speak nice, and follow the trend. You better say it's the way God placed it in your heart. Bible said in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6, He said, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. So if you can humble yourself, God will lift you up. He will raise you up in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, you are going higher. Somebody here, you are getting better. In the name of Jesus. If the Holy Ghost is inside of you, you will hate the evil way. When you know the way to do evil, and no one will notice it, you are very smart and you are very kind. Our world of today is loaded with terrorists, hackers, hijackers, destroyers, fraudsters, on the evil way. Please, the eye of the Lord is watching. To do evil is alive in the heart of some people. 24/7, they are alive for evil. Holy Ghost can check out that spirit of evil inside of your life. Psalm 1 verse 6 says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Very soon, the way of hackers will perish. Very, very soon, the way of kidnappers will be destroyed. Because Bible said so. Ritual killings, their way will soon end. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus is the true way to abundance, health, peace, and all good things of life. Let me say, you know, we have to be careful. Every man of God, hear me. I was in one of Bible school, I think last year. And I went there to learn more of God. One of the pastors that came to teach us, share his personal experience with us. He said, there is this boy that they brought. They were not a Christian family. They are from another faith. That there is this boy they brought to him. The boy had epilepsy. So he prayed for the boy. But the epilepsy was not gone. In order for him, he wanted the whole family to be safe. He continued praying. He will go to the house and pray for the boy. Hallelujah. So, he said one day, the mother of the boy came to call the boy, came to call the pastor rather, that the boy has fallen down again. No? Pastor should come and help to pray for him. And then pastor went, pastor feel like not going. The wife was like, why do you want to go? She said, let me go. I want them to become a Christian. So the pastor left and went there. As the pastor was going up to the upstairs where the boy was, the mother was coming downstairs. The mother said, please come up. I want to get something downstairs. So the pastor went upstairs. That's why you must have Holy Spirit. And no signals of things, and pick divine signals. So, as the pastor got there, the pastor found a priest there, and the boy lying down, and the pastor prayed, and the pastor left. As the pastor got to his sitting room, he removed his shirt, removed his trousers, and fell down. Thank God the wife was around. So when he came back to himself, he just found out the wife and some other brothers in the church, they were still praying. The wife said, my dear, you off your clothes, and fell down, and we are not hearing anything from you again. And we begin to pray for you. So the man came back to himself and said, what has happened to me? And somebody told him, he said, where you went? You found somebody there, a priest. He said, yes. He said, that's what they do. They want that you die like that. That guy that have epilepsy will be healed. They have replaced it. You will die, the epilepsy will go. That's why you need the Holy Spirit. They want the boy to be healed, but they are going through evil way. They want to take the life of a whole man of God. So that is why, ladies, if you are a virgin, be careful. Don't tell any of your friend. Are you getting me? Because that your friend, that's one fraudster that wants to use a virgin. Be careful. Amen. So there are so many evil ways to get things done. You go the good way. And Jesus is the way. So Jesus is the way to every good thing you need. It's the good way to abundance, to health, to peace, and all good things of life. Jesus can give you money. Any other way is evil. Any other way is evil. John 14 says Jesus is the truth, the way, the truth, and life. So, the evil way will always bring to the grave an eternal damnation. Hate it. Hate the evil way. Finally, as we are closing in this session, if you are empowered by the Holy Spirit, you will hate the froward mouth. Let me tell you, the froward mouth are difficult to deal with as they confuse many in this generation. They confuse people a lot. They will say this, they will say that. They are never straight. Hate them. If you commit your life into them, your tomorrow is not sure. You may find yourself in prison very short. Very shortly, you can find yourself in prison. Because when the froward mouth is talking to you, the evil you will do to yourself is to take them by their word. Don't. Please don't. Please don't. They will remove you from the good path to an evil path and turn against you. The froward mouth personalities are satanic agents that turns people against their destiny. They won't hear you, but will enforce you deceitfully to do their words. Be careful. Say, we are Christian like you. We are Christian like you. Does that mean that we will not go to heaven, that we are drinking a bottle of wine? What is doing yourself? Even God said we should enjoy this life. Please, let me also say this. If anybody quotes Bible to you, tell them to give you the chapter and verse so that you go and read it yourself. When they say that, the Bible even says we can pay our tithe anywhere, whether mosque or inside motherless baby home. Tell them, please, show me the book, the chapter, and the verse. Because Bible says we should prove all things. Bible says we should prove all things. Don't believe it until you prove it in the Bible. Or prove it in the Bible, don't believe it. There's nothing in having so many boyfriends, though. As a girl, I need guys. Are you getting me? I need some guys to take care of this. Even Bible says a beautiful woman should have so many guys. He said, show me in the Bible. Where? And then they will tell you that both the herbs, the vegetation in the farm, they are all for the usage of men. So there's nothing wrong in using herbs to get things done. Tell them to show you in the Bible. Because my own Bible said all those things are for free. It didn't say for use. Hallelujah. When they quote Bible for you, tell them to show it to you. Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. Is that not so? Bible says what? Love your neighbor as yourself. But the neighbor is talking about, is the fellow brethren. Fellow brethren. Hallelujah. Forgive your neighbor, he's talking about your fellow brethren. You see, you can love everybody, but not everybody can be your friend. I love you does not mean we have things we are doing together. I love you because you are created by God. But some people are special to me. The people that have Jesus inside of them. Hallelujah. Hate to be like them. People that are froward in their mouth. You too, don't confuse anyone. And learn to keep quiet. It's not in every matter you have to prove a point. Learn to keep quiet.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
You don't have to talk all the time. You don't have to talk all the time. At times you need to keep quiet. So, because if you are talking all the time, you will run into trouble. Be careful. At times they will say, Shebi, you are the one that said we should do it. So if you have not said anything, they will not say. The elder said, they said, we can't keep quiet and run, and have a skipping of the tongue. Praise the Lord. You can't keep quiet and they say you have said something wrong. You can't keep quiet and talk amiss. Hallelujah. You don't have to speak all the time. You don't have to talk all the time. These days, people do feel comfortable to spread false news. They feel comfortable to spread false news and evil happenings. And let me tell you, they can even use social media. To spread false news. Social media through AI can create false videos. Hallelujah. They can make somebody to talk what he did not say. Through social media, through internet, through softwares. And if you don't really know about software, you will think it's real. A whole movie can be made through AI. I've watched quite some of it. Using the real picture of that person. That is the world we are in. It is also part of frowardness. My sons and daughters in the house that are good in technology area, never in your life use your technology sense to build false information. God will hold you responsible. Thank God we are in a ministry where God did not allow us to go on video. Hallelujah. Please, I beg you, never confuse anyone. Don't spread false news. Be careful of people you report your matters to. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses. Be careful of people you report your matter to. Or what some people want to hear from you is that you are yet to marry and you are 35 years of age. They will spread it throughout the community. In fact, to walk on the street, self, you'll be ashamed. You told one person has spread it to more than 200 persons. Don't tell everybody about what is going on in your life. Until you trust somebody, don't tell them your words. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6, say, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Nourish up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou sin. So the Bible is saying that we should put the brethren in remembrance of God's word. And that way we're good ministers. Eh? Nourish them up in the words of faith. Don't go and speak about people to the crowd in a way that they will feel like, why this, why that? Now, each time we go out to go and teach students computer, each time we go out, I do have some students come to me and say, my mom and dad are no more together. I am the only one feeding myself. At times, my mom also tried to give to me. So, sir, I will soon pay for the handouts. Please bear with me. It still happened in the last training we had. I have met all kind of students. A student came to me and said, sir, I am not good in English, but I want to attend this class. Please, I don't know how to write very well. But please, I like this computer training. So when I'm shouting on others that you don't take notes, I always keep her. I've attended to a student who came to me and said, sir, I don't see the board very well. One eye was gone. The other eyes was not seeing well. Hallelujah. And I don't make them a public example as a teacher. Hallelujah. There are terrible ones, more than that, come to me. Terrible things. Hallelujah. Terrible. You cannot say that. Student will come to me and explain to me, sir, this and this are what is happening. Amen. So if you are a bad teacher, you will go up there and say to the whole class, those students will not forgive you. Hallelujah. So that's what we are saying. Don't be a froward mouth. If you find it difficult to hate evil, or you have tried to live right and you kept falling off, then accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior again. If you are already a Christian, then it is a game, a gimmick of the devil to drag you to hell, to drag you to hellfire. If you are a Christian and you love evil things, you love evil way, you like to be proud, even inside the church, you are arrogant. It is the devil that has planted that seed in your life. You need to go for self-deliverance. You may need a pastor or personal spiritual retreat to be delivered. I declare you are delivered in Jesus' name. May God bless the words in your heart in the name of Jesus. As you do likewise, as you do all this, may God bless you. Always read again and spread this particular Voices from Zion. Title, Words to Hate. Always read it and spread it. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Because God hated those things, you too, you have to hate. Now be on your feet, everybody, and you are going to start to call on God. Lord, empower me to hate what you hate. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, empower me to hate what you hate. Jesus, empower me to hate what you hate. Oh Lord Jesus, look at the world in this again, Bazaga. Lord, empower me to start rejecting what you are rejecting. I cancel pride in my life. I say no more to pride in my life. No more arrogance in my life. No more evil in my life. Oh, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have. Jesus, be my guide.
Hold me to your side. That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. 2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.